3. One would then find oneself in a geometrical fairyland. While the results of the 1919 solar eclipse expedition played a large role in bringing Einstein to the public's attention, not to mention worldwide fame, there was an even earlier triumph for general relativity in the halls of academia. It had to do with the way in which general relativity's equations, a set of 10 exceedingly complex to work with, could be solved. Einstein had arrived at his first predictions based on approximations of the gravitational field around the sun. He made some simplifying assumptions about his equations in order to make them easier to manage. Only in that way could he estimate the shift in Mercury's orbit and the amount of bending as starlight passed close by the sun. To Einstein, an exact solution, a result that captured the entire physics and mathematics of the problem without involving approximations, appeared insurmountable. But to his surprise, that wasn't the case at all. Very soon after Einstein's final presentation before the Berlin Academy, in less than a month, in fact, the German astronomer Karl Schwarzschild arrived at the first full solution to general relativity's equations. He sent his findings to Einstein immediately, believing that he was allowing Mr. Einstein's result to shine with increased purity, as he noted in his report. It was this remarkable achievement which both surprised and delighted Einstein that initiated the long march toward our modern conception of the black hole. Both a practical astronomer and a theorist, Schwarzschild was a standout in a multitude of fields. He made major contributions in electrodynamics, optics, quantum theory, and stellar astronomy. He was a pioneer in substituting photographic plates for the human eye at the telescope. And he could at times be quite bold in his speculations. 15 years before Einstein even introduced the notion of space-time bending, Schwarzschild had pondered whether space was curved rather than flat, either turned inward like a sphere or curved outward like a hyperbola out to infinity. We can wonder how the world would appear in a spherical or a pseudo-spherical geometry, he told a meeting of German astronomers in 19...